Lecture 3, Ethics and the Tao, Mere Christianity and the Abolition of Man.
In this lecture, we will shift from an apologetic based on desire to one grounded in ethics and morality. Through a close look at mere Christianity and the abolition of man, we shall explore Lewis's belief that the code of ethics by which Christians live is not a man-made construct, but constitutes a set of divinely revealed standards whose truth and relevance is universal, absolute, and cross-cultural. We shall consider first Lewis's defense of this central belief and its link to apologetics, and then discuss what might happen to a society that debunks this God-given code. Now, in the last lecture, Lecture 2, we saw that Lewis argued that the true source of desire is from above, that in other words, joy has its origin in the divine and is not a product of natural instincts. Once again, love is not displaced lust, but lust is an imitation of love. Well, in this lecture, we will see that Lewis also believed that the base of all human ethics and morality is supernatural. In other words, it proceeds from above, not from below. In Mere Christianity, Lewis resists and rebuts modern notions of ethics that began with the Enlightenment and were accelerated by Nietzsche. That is to say, Lewis denies, first of all, that ethics are a human product. And that's, after all, what Nietzsche teaches us, that ethics and truth is man-made. Lewis resists that. He also resists what the Enlightenment did. And what the Enlightenment did, especially Kant, is to take morality and refound it on rational a posteriori grounds. That's what we call the Enlightenment Project, when they try to refound ethics on rational principles rather than on revelation from above. For example, the Bible or the Ten Commandments. For Lewis, morality rests on a divine a priori code that must be accepted as a given. Morality is a gift of revelation and conscience, not a product of reason and will, as it has been pretty much since the Enlightenment. Now, Lewis says, although one can and indeed should be trained in ethical thinking and moral behavior, the teacher does not make up the code. A good teacher merely receives the code and passes it on to his pupils. He does not make up the code based on his own cultural moment. He receives this code and passes it on. Indeed, Lewis says, the role of prophets and moral teachers, whether Moses or Buddha, Socrates, or even Christ, the real role of a teacher is not to introduce new laws, but to remind us of the old ones. In other words, a teacher, again, is not a spider spinning a web of ethics out of his belly. He takes what he was given and passes it on to his students. Now let's work with this idea. In The Abolition of Man, Lewis calls this code the Tao, T-A-O. It comes from a Buddhist word. And by the Tao, Lewis means that those moral codes that we've been talking about. And Lewis believed that the Tao, or the moral ethical codes, are universal and absolute. Again, this is very different than modernist ethics. In an appendix to The Abolition of Man, Lewis basically proves this assertion that the Tao is universal and absolute by quoting from a number of different ancient law codes. The modernist idea is that ethics is relative, that whatever culture you go to, they have a different ethical stance. Lewis says no. Almost every ancient culture has an idea of the Ten Commandments. And Lewis proves this by quoting the law codes of these people. Listen to this. Greeks, Roman, Norse, Hindu, Babylonian, Egyptian, Chinese, Native American, Anglo-Saxon, and several more. In other words, he quotes their law codes and shows that there is a universal ethic that can be found cross-culturally. It wasn't made up. It was received by revelation from above. Now, let me note here quickly something important to me about Lewis. Unlike many apologists, Lewis is willing to find aspects of truth in all religions and cultures. In other words, for Lewis, Christianity is not the only truth in the world, but it is the only complete truth. Let me explain. Lewis believes, as a Christian should, that man was made in God's image, and therefore we all have the capacity to reach for God. And so Lewis finds bits of truth in every religion and every culture.